This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Back at another show, Amy Marks, of course, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler with you here. And we were having this conversation, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And didn't have time for it yesterday, but off the air, we're having this conversation. Not so much specifically about monkeypox, but just like this type of thing in general, right? COVID and monkeypox and whatever other thing may come down the road. And I asked you guys a question, and it was a bit of a loaded one. I don't think we have answers to it, but I wanted to ask you on the air anyway because, well, I want to put you on the spot. I'm hearing I'm just like hearing random music, and then it just stopped.
Yeah.
Chris ran out of the studio. So we're good. We're good on the music set. Anyway, the question was about, you know, we have this new thing we're paying attention to with some cases of monkeypox popping up. We've got new variants of COVID. And I wanted to ask you guys just the simple question. Basically, are we just hosed? Are we just hosed? Because no matter what new thing comes out, there's going to be a large number of people that are just like, nope, don't believe it. Nope, not doing anything about it. Nope, it's all people trying to control us with fear. Nope, not going to do it. Because without the majority of people, you can't control it.
Well, you need more than the majority.
Well, I mean,
need like four-fifths of people to really get on board.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this is my point. So that's why I'm asking, are we all hosed? Because there's very clearly a lack of trust that has been built for years, and there are people that are listening to bad information.
Yeah.
And now that is becoming more hard. And I've already seen blog posts and video posts from people that opposed vaccines, opposed anything, saying, see, monkeypox, they're just gonna keep making it scarier. They're gonna keep on trying to make us live in fear and control us with the fear. And I'm like, wait, would it take to convince you that something's real?
They've been doing that with the variants of COVID. Every variant that comes up, like, oh, yep, there's going to be another one. Well, yeah, because that's how these viruses work. That's how diseases work. And certain diseases will die off on their own. Others will just continue to mutate and in some cases worsen, some cases lessen, whatever. But as long as they go unchecked, it can become a potential problem that we can't easily handle. And I never really understood this. This is their, this is their way to control us. To what end? Okay, so if they're controlling us by having us get vaccinated, okay, then what? So we go get vaccinated and
I think they're making the argument, big pharma, money. It's all about money and power.
Okay, that's just very odd to
me. So in other words, the world. Because that's how the world works.
Because there are a lot of things that are profitable. And yes, vaccines are profitable. But that
doesn't mean they're not as much as painkillers.
But it doesn't mean they're inherently bad is what I'm saying. Because people are making money off of it or companies are making money off of them does not mean they are inherently bad.
When I worked retail, you can learn a lot of lessons working retail. But when you had unhappy customers, what you would do, instead of defending necessarily your position, you would ask, what can I do to make you happy? Right? What would make you happy? And I think a lot of times when you're having these conversations about vaccines, someone makes the argument that, well, it's just big pharma trying to make money. It's these companies. And I would say, okay, you know, it is a company, it is a free market, and they do make money and they should make money investing how much money they're investing into their vaccines. But if you wanted it to be benevolent or something of the people, something tells me that having a government issued vaccine coming out of government scientists vaccine world.
They would definitely not want that.
They would not want that. So it's kind of a lose-lose proposition here with vaccines. Somebody's got to develop vaccines. And because it is a free market, somebody is going to make money off of it, as they should. Does it mean that we shouldn't look at big pharma and keep big pharma in check? Well, of course not. We should look at it. But making money, as you said, is not inherently bad.
In the winter of 2020, when we first found out there were vaccines on the doorstep and we were getting close, when I found out and, you know, did more reading about where they were coming from, who was working on them, and that those companies were working independently with some government funding, which is different. It doesn't mean the government was in the room just saying, here, put this in that, and here's another ingredient you should add. When I realized it was these private drug companies working on these vaccines, all independent of one another, and all of them racing to get something working with knowledge and technology that we've had for decades, I felt more comfortable about it, knowing that they were all trying to put together something that was going to help us. So, but I'm with you. If I thought it was a government thing where they said, oh, here's the vaccine that we developed in-house, everybody take it, we're going to be okay, I would have felt very uneasy about that. But yeah, knowing these companies, and I don't always trust drug companies. Trust me on that. Well, in this case, I felt more comfortable with the idea.
You confused me. So if that happened, you would be distrustful of the government less so than a private organization. I mean,
I think going back to that time,
because I think we do this thing. Everybody fears the government way too much.
I'm not afraid of the government.
Their government's coming for whatever. We're going to make you magnetic and we're going to track you with microchips. Even though if they want to track you, you got a phone in your pocket, they're going to track you with.
Right. No, I'm not like that. I'm not like one of those. Okay. The government's out to get me people. I was saying that at that time, it would have been in the interests of that particular government if they had a vaccine to distribute to people, or at least tell people they have. So I would have been a little more distrustful of it, but I'm not one of those people that across the board, government is always a scary, dangerous thing to me, because I do think there are a lot of times that government can help the population. That's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. The reason we have government is to make people's lives easier. Does it always happen that way? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. But that's the idea of government.
Well, not necessarily even just easier, but safer / possible.
Right.
You can't have anarchy in a lawless society. So you have what you want is the smallest government possible to allow the people to do their own thing. Am I afraid of big government? Absolutely. But not because of a giant conspiracy. I'm afraid of government because of incompetence. Like, as it grows, the incompetence tends to grow. Our money seems to be going into some hole somewhere where not a lot is getting done. It's just a bunch of individuals
who are
power
hungry. So what's the alternative?
I don't think there is one.
There's no alternative. Was it John Adams or Thomas Jefferson who said democracy is the worst form of government except for every other form of government?
Yes.
You know, it's one of those things. But I think when I look at the government, and I want smaller government, that's kind of what the heart of conservatism is less centralization. It's not because I see the government as evil and omniscient and all powerful. It's because I see it vastly incompetent.
And you know why it is,
right?
We can
get things done better.
Why is it incompetent?
Because people are incompetent.
Because we're incompetent.
Yes.
And I don't mean everyone else. I mean all of us.
All of us.
We in the room included. We are the ones that make it the way that it is because we accept the behaviors.
Yes.
We don't want to change when we play teams and we do all that stuff. So we sit here, and this is what always gets me about conversations like this, about whether it's about big companies or about big government. It's us. We did it. The call's coming from inside the house. It's not some outside agency doing something to you. It's your fellow citizens and you and your neighbors that make it this way because we're either too lazy, too busy, or too caught up in political nonsense to actually pay attention. The number of things that people don't know about, like with the vaccines. Wouldn't it be great if we had people who knew things about medicine and the human body that you could ask questions to? Your own doctor?
Yeah, yeah. But
we're going to draw conclusions based on our YouTube research.
Yeah.
And we don't take the time to actually do the simple, smart thing. I mean, you want to know why government's jacked up? It's because we are. Not because the entity itself is broken or evil or incompetent. We allow it.
And there are a lot of us that are too caught up in the wrong kinds of information. And we are fans of people who disseminate bad information because we think they're entertaining or we think they're higher thinkers than the rest of us. And we follow them, right? And they tend to be snake oil salesmen a lot of the time. And I think that's a big part of the problem here is that a lot of us are getting the wrong information from the wrong people.
Deep thoughts. We're going to talk about this again another time. Always fascinates me. It's everybody else's fault but ours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Back on the show, Amy Marks, of course, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler with you here. And we were having this conversation, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And didn't have time for it yesterday, but off the air, we're having this conversation. Not so much specifically about monkeypox, but just like this type of thing in general, right? COVID and monkeypox and whatever other thing may come down the road. And I asked you guys a question, and it was a bit of a loaded one. I don't think we have answers to it, but I wanted to ask you on the air anyway because, well, I want to put you on the spot. I'm hearing I'm just like hearing random music, and then it just stopped.
Yeah.
Chris ran out of the studio, so we're good. We're good on the music set. Anyway, the question was about, we have this new thing we're paying attention to with some cases of monkeypox popping up. We've got new variants of COVID, and I wanted to ask you guys just the simple question. Basically, are we just hosed? Are we just hosed because no matter what new thing comes out, there's going to be a large number of people that are just like, nope, don't believe it. Nope, not doing anything about it. Nope, it's all people trying to control us with fear. Nope, not going to do it. Because without the majority of people, you can't control it.
Well, you need more than the majority.
Well, you need
like four-fifths of people to really get on board.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this is my point. So that's why I'm asking, are we all hosed? Because there's very clearly a lack of trust that has been built for years, and there are people that are listening to bad information.
Yeah.
And now that is becoming more hard. And I've already seen blog posts and video posts from people that opposed vaccines, opposed anything, saying, see, monkeypox, they're just going to keep making it scarier. They're going to keep on trying to make us live in fear and control us with the fear. And I'm like, wait, would it take to convince you that something's real?
They've been doing that with the variants of COVID. Every variant that comes up, like, oh, yep, there's going to be another one. Well, yeah, because that's how these viruses work. That's how diseases work. And certain diseases will die off on their own. Others will just continue to mutate and in some cases worsen, some cases lessen, whatever. But as long as they go unchecked, it can become a potential problem that we can't easily handle. And I never really understood this. This is their, this is their way to control us. To what end? Okay, so if they're controlling us by having us get vaccinated, okay, then what? So we go get vaccinated and...
I think they're making the argument, big pharma, money. It's all about money and power.
Okay, that's just very odd to
me. So in other words, the world. Because that's how the world works.
Because there are a lot of things that are profitable. And yes, vaccines are profitable. But that doesn't mean they're...
Not as much as painkillers.
But it doesn't mean they're inherently bad is what I'm saying.
No,
just because people are making money off of it or companies are making money off of them does not mean they are inherently bad.
When I worked retail, you can learn a lot of lessons working retail. But when you had unhappy customers, what you would do, instead of defending necessarily your position, you would ask, what can I do to make you happy? Right? What would make you happy? And I think a lot of times when you're having these conversations about vaccines, someone makes the argument that, well, it's just big pharma trying to make money. It's these companies. And I would say, okay, you know, it is a company, it is a free market, and they do make money and they should make money investing how much money they're investing into their vaccines. But if you wanted it to be benevolent or something of the people, something tells me that having a government issued vaccine coming out of government scientists vaccine world.
They would definitely not want that.
They would not want that. So it's kind of a lose-lose proposition here with vaccines. Somebody's got to develop vaccines. And because it is a free market, somebody is going to make money off of it, as they should. Does it mean that we shouldn't look at big pharma and keep big pharma in check? Well, of course not. We should look at it. But making money, as you said, is not inherently bad.
In the winter of 2020, when we first found out there were vaccines on the doorstep and we were getting close, when I found out and, you know, did more reading about where they were coming from, who was working on them, and that those companies were working independently with some government funding, which is different. It doesn't mean the government was in the room just saying, here, put this in that, and here's another ingredient you should add. When I realized it was these private drug companies working on these vaccines, all independent of one another, and all of them racing to get something working with knowledge and technology that we've had for decades, I felt more comfortable about it, knowing that they were all trying to put together something that was going to help us. So, but I'm with you. If I thought it was a government thing where they said, oh, here's the vaccine that we developed in-house, everybody take it, we're going to be okay, I would have felt very uneasy about that. But knowing these companies, and I don't always trust drug companies, trust me on that. I don't. But in this case, I felt more comfortable with the idea.
You confused me. So if that happened, you would be distrustful of the government less so than a private organization. I mean,
I think going back to that time,
because I think we do this thing. Everybody fears the government way too much.
I'm not afraid of the government.
Their government's coming for whatever. We're going to make you magnetic and we're going to track you with microchips.
Even though
if they want to track you, you got a phone in your pocket. They're going to track you with.
Right. No, I'm not like that. I'm not like one of those. Okay. The government's out to get me people. I was saying that at that time, it would have been in the interests of that particular government if they had a vaccine to distribute to people, or at least tell people they have. So I would have been a little more distrustful of it, but I'm not one of those people that across the board, government is always a scary, dangerous thing to me. Because I do think there are a lot of times that government can help the population. That's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. The reason we have government is to make people's lives easier. Does it always happen that way? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. But that's the idea of government.
Well, not necessarily even just easier, but safer slash possible.
Right.
You can't have anarchy in a lawless society. So you have what you want is the smallest government possible to let allow the people to do their own thing. Am I afraid of big government? Absolutely. But not because of a giant conspiracy. I'm afraid of government because of incompetence. Like, as it grows, the incompetence tends to grow. Our money seems to be going into some hole somewhere where not a lot is getting done. It's just a bunch of individuals
who are
power
hungry. So what's the alternative?
I don't think there is one.
There's no alternative. Was it John Adams or Thomas Jefferson who said democracy is the worst form of government except for every other form of government?
Yes.
You know, it's one of those things. But I think when I look at the government, and I want smaller government, that's kind of what the heart of conservatism is less centralization. It's not because I see the government as evil and omniscient and all powerful. It's because I see it vastly incompetent.
And you know why it is,
right?
We can
get things done better.
Why is it incompetent?
Because people are incompetent.
Because we're incompetent.
Yes.
And I don't mean everyone else. I mean all of us.
All of us.
We in the room included. We are the ones that make it the way that it is because we accept the behaviors.
Yes.
We don't want to change when we play teams and we do all that stuff. So we sit here, and this is what always gets me about conversations like this, about whether it's about big companies or about big government. It's us. We did it. The call's coming from inside the house. It's not some outside agency doing something to you. It's your fellow citizens and you and your neighbors that make it this way. Because we're either too lazy, too busy, or too caught up in political nonsense to actually pay attention. The number of things that people don't know about, like with the vaccines. Wouldn't it be great if we had people who knew things about medicine and the human body that you could ask questions to? Your own doctor?
Yeah, yeah. But
we're going to draw conclusions based on our YouTube research.
Yeah.
And we don't take the time to actually do the simple, smart thing. I mean, you want to know why government's jacked up? It's because we are. Not because the entity itself is broken or evil or incompetent. We allow it.
And there are a lot of us that are too caught up in the wrong kinds of information. And we are fans of people who disseminate bad information because we think they're entertaining or we think they're higher thinkers than the rest of us. And we follow them, right? And they tend to be snake oil salesmen a lot of the time. And I think that's a big part of the problem here is that a lot of us are getting the wrong information from the wrong people.
Deep thoughts. We're going to talk about this again another time. Always fascinates me. It's everybody else's fault but ours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.